And I will call this meeting of the House Commerce Committee to order. The clerk will take the roll.
Chair Stevenson.
Present.
Vice Chair Cotizza-Watoon.
Present.
Representative O'Driscoll.
Present.
Representative Barr.
Here.
Representative Carlson. Representative Daphne. Representative Elkins.
Present.
Representative Haley.
Present.
Representative Cagle.
Present.
Representative Lee.
Lee, present.
Representative Lilly. Representative Lislegard.
Present.
Representative Lucero.
I missed National Twinkie Day yesterday.
Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Farr. Representative Rasmussen.
Rasmussen, present.
Representative Richardson.
Present.
Representative Tice.
Go Huskies, I'm present.
Representative Carlson. Representative Daphne.
Present.
Representative Lilly.
Lilly, present.
There you go, thanks. Representative Farr.
Present.
I believe we have a quorum present. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. So Chair Stevenson, have you had a chance to review the minutes for April 6th, 2021?
I have, and I would move the minutes from April 6th, 2021.
Okay. Representative Stevenson moves approval of the minutes for April 6th, 2021. Members, any discussion to yesterday's minutes? Hearing none, those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails, and the minutes for April 6th, 2021 are approved. So members, today we are continuing our discussion of House File 1031, the Governor's Budget for Department of Commerce, Public Utilities Commission, Activities Established, Commerce and Energy Policy, Governing Provisions Modified, and Money Appropriated. We'll be taking amendments to the DE-9 amendment on the House Commerce, Finance, and Policy Omnibus. First, Chair Stevenson, would you like to move your bill before us?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move House File 1031 be recommended to be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
To get the bill in the shape the author would like the committee to consider, Chair Stevenson, would you move your DE-9 amendment, please?
I would move the DE-9 amendment.
Good. Chair Stevenson moves the DE-9 amendment. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any
aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails and the DE-9 is adopted. The first amendment that we will take up today is the A-8, which is offered by Chair Stevenson. Would you like to move that amendment and describe it?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the A-8 amendment, which is an author's amendment, getting the bill in the shape I'd like the committee to consider it. It makes a number of small tweaks and other changes to the bill. After feedback after the DE-9 was posted.
Great, very good. Members, Representative Rasmussen, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Chair Stevenson just said, was wondering if you could explain, I'm looking at the language, I believe it's on line 1.5 to 1.8, that I believe would amend Representative Elkins' data bill. I was wondering if you could just give us some color as to why that language is being added or updated. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Representative Elkins. I can take that question.
Go right ahead, Representative Elkins.
Yeah. So this is a last minute request. It's just adding a data retention provision onto the bill. So this is the NAIC data security bill. And so all this, that part of the amendment, I think it's on lines 1.5 to 1.8. All that does is require the insurance companies to retain data related to a breach so that it's subject to search later.
Madam Chair.
Chair Stevenson.
Yeah, and Representative Elkins is correct. The only thing that I would add to it is it's important in an event like this, the materials under the bill are required to be transmitted to the department, where they are no longer subject to discovery. And so for accountability purposes, we want to ensure that the insurance company retains the documents so they are subject to discovery.
Representative Rasmussen, any follow-up?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the clarification on that.
Okay. Members, any further discussion on Chair Stevenson's author's amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 And any opposed? The motion prevails and the A8 amendment is adopted. The next amendment that we will take up today is the A2, which is offered by Representative O'Driscoll. Representative O'Driscoll, would you like to move your amendment and describe it, please?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, for the opportunity to talk about the A2 amendment today. I move the A2 before the committee today. And the A2 amendment is nothing that's new to the members. As a matter of fact, Chair Stevenson had a hearing on this at the end of last week, and it is the extension of the final year of the waiver on the reinsurance program here in the state of Minnesota. We know that that has been a very successful program here in Minnesota, and it's gaining national attention, and our entire delegation, federal delegation here from the state of Minnesota, is endorsing this idea. As a matter of fact, they're trying to work with Congress to put a national program in place. And with the fact that the state of Minnesota was a leader in this, I would like to make sure that we have the opportunity to include that provision that has the support of the chair, and a provision that has the support of me, the ranking member. And as I promised Representative Stevenson last week, that my caucus stands fully behind helping with efforts to get this done. And we're here today to offer our entire delegation's vote in support for this, and are looking for Chair Stevenson's endorsement to add this to the bill as well. And so, Madam Chair, that is the A2 amendment.
Thank you, Representative O'Driscoll. Representative O'Driscoll is moving the A2 amendment. Members, is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative O'Driscoll. I will ask members to oppose the A2 amendment. I'll give you three reasons why. The first is that the amendment is not consistent with our budget target. It would throw us out of compliance in the tails pretty significantly, actually, $150+ million out of balance in the tails. So that's, I think, reason enough, but I would add two other reasons. The first is that while this amendment does conform with the bill, or at least the spirit of the bill as introduced by myself and Senator Ames, it does not contain any of the reform language that this committee adopted on a bipartisan basis during the hearing last week. It doesn't include Representative Cagle's excellent amendment on health parity for mental health and substance abuse. It doesn't contain Representative Elkins' excellent amendment on ensuring that payment corresponds with performance. It doesn't contain Representative Petiza Watoon's excellent amendment on ensuring that the board is more representative of interested stakeholders. And it doesn't contain my amendment planning for the future once the current federal waiver expires. So it's missing all of those really important reform pieces. And the third reason I think that this amendment is not should not be adopted is because since the time that I introduced the bill, the American Rescue Plan was passed by the federal government, which contains important changed the healthcare landscape on the federal level pretty significantly, in that it limits premiums in the individual market to, I believe, 8.5%. And I could get that, I might have gotten that number wrong, but I think it's 8.5%. I'm looking for Representative Elkins and hoping that he'll nod to tell me that I'm correct, because I know he knows. And he's nodding, so I was right. 8.5% of income, which I think calls into question whether this amendment, whether the reinsurance plan is whether this is the best use of Minnesota taxpayers' dollars at this time. So I'd ask for a no vote.
Thank you, Chair Stevenson. Members, any further discussion to the A2 amendment? All right, seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
No.
The motion does not prevail and the A2 is not adopted. Do we have any discussion to the bill as amended? Seeing none, any closing comments, Chair Stevenson, before you renew your motion?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I appreciate everyone's excellent work on the various provisions that make up this bill. I would like to reiterate my thank you to our phenomenal staff for their work on the bill. I can't thank you all enough for all of that. I think this is a good bill. I think it has some great important provisions to protect Minnesota consumers and move us forward, and I'd ask for your vote.
So Chair Stevenson renews the motion that House File 1031, as amended, be recommended to be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. And the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Stevenson.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cotizo Watoon.
Aye.
Representative O'Driscoll.
No.
Representative Barr.
No.
Representative Carlson.
Carlson, aye.
Representative Daphne.
Aye.
Representative Elkins.
Elkins, aye.
Representative Haley.
No.
Representative Cagle.
Aye.
Representative Lee.
Lee, aye.
Representative Lilly.
Lilly, aye.
Representative Lislegard.
Lislegard, aye.
Representative Lucero.
No.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Farr.
No.
Representative Rasmussen.
Rasmussen, no.
Representative Richardson. Representative Tice.
Tice, no.
Representative Richardson.
There being 10 ayes and 7 nays, the motion prevails and House File 1031, as amended, is recommended to be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. And I will hand the virtual gavel back to Chair Stevenson for any final comments.
Thank you, Representative Cotizo Watoon. Well, thank you to committee members. We've now moved on from our budget bill. We may have one or two informational hearings after deadline, but at this point, the substantive work of the committee has concluded for the year, and I want to thank everyone for your excellent work, and particularly Representative O'Driscoll for being a good partner in running the committee. I appreciate his professionalism and open communication that we've had, and look forward to seeing you all at our next hearing. So, Representative Cagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering if Representative Lucero had any jobs he wanted to add to our list before the committee ends.
This is kind of your last chance, Representative Lucero. Do you have any jobs you'd like to add to the list?
Twinkie.
We can't hear you, Representative Lucero.
That's the way we like
it. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay. Let me hear about that working there. Well, I appreciate the question. Let's see. So if I ran the gamut, first job was Burger King. I already mentioned that. My second job was pushing carts at Rainbow Foods in Columbia Heights there on Central Avenue. Then I got a job, also throughout high school. I worked at Burger's Bagels. I worked at the Byerly's Produce Department, the produce department there at Byerly's in Roseville. I did work at the Saturn dealership. I was a detailer for a year. The Saturn dealership that used to exist in Moundsview and then the same owner owned the one in White Bear Lake. So I did that for a year. I still have the Saturn jacket, by the way. Phenomenal down jacket. Let's see here.
Maybe the next time you're on the floor, you can wear that one.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. I already mentioned Eden Prairie Police Department. I mentioned the truck driver already. I was a wedding cake driver. Did you know that? I had to.
The wedding cake driver?
Yes, and I'll tell you a story on that one. So two stories. I don't know how much time the committee wants, but just I delivered wedding cake to the golf course in Brooklyn Park, and it was a very hot day. It must have been like 95 degrees. Now we know what happens to wedding cake frosting when it melts or when it gets hot, right? It melts. And so I could not find the entrance for the golf course. So literally, I'm driving around for a half hour while the air conditioning is on high, but the frosting begins to go down. So I had these things, and I got there, I'm late, right?
And so the wedding party's already there. I'm walking in just as fast as I can to get in and out of there. I turned the part of the frosting that was running off the cake to the backside, and I just wanted to get out of there before any guests noticed, and certainly the bride. But another one, I did a delivery in North Minneapolis, and it was a complicated cake. It was one where you had multiple levels, and you had all these stairs going up from the lower level to the middle level and the upper level where the bride and groom join, right? Well, and you've got one shot. When you put the stairs in, you cannot pull them out because you'll pull cake out, right? And so here I am setting up. This is the first time on my setting up this complicated cake. And so I put them on. I put the stairs in. But on the one side, I put it at two. The angle wasn't right. So essentially, the bride was kind of walking up the stairs, leaning backwards. I learned from that, so I put the groom stairs in correctly, but man, just couldn't get out of there fast enough. So anyway.
Well, appreciate those very entertaining stories, and we'll continue to keep the list going, or maybe we'll find a different part of Representative Lucero's track next year. Representative O'Driscoll.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. As much as I'd like to move to reconsider the bill today and put some of the occupations that apparently we've learned about some deficiencies in different careers in the bill, we might be a little bit water over the dam, if you will, in that opportunity today. I do want to thank you, Mr. Chair. We have found ourselves in some very awkward times and working in the Zoom world. We have on both sides tried to make this work, respecting both sides' job and role in vetting out topics. And so I want to thank you for your leadership. I also want to thank Addie Miller. It is no easy task being a CA where everybody's asking you, why can't my bill be heard? I fully respect and understand that. I'd also like to thank Mr. Simon, our CLA, for the job that he has done. And I'd also like to thank your DFL researcher, Mr. Eric Anderson, for the work that he has done as well. Although we sometimes have different opinions, I still think we've kept this friendly and professional. I'd also like to thank Chelsea Whitman Olson, who is our researcher and has done a great job, I think, in working with your team to be able to make us look as professional as we have in getting the people's business done here. Although we don't always agree, we do try to keep it civil. And I want to thank all the members for their thoughtful consideration this year on these important topics that have come before the committee. Thank you for the time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Driscoll. And we'll give the last word to Representative Katisa Machin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to point out that Representative Lucero certainly never mentioned his time on the Eden Prairie Police Department. Between Representative Elkins and myself, we represent probably like 70% of the city of Eden Prairie. I would have remembered that. So thank you for adding that to the list today. And thank you, Mr. Chair, for all of your excellent leadership this session. I appreciate everyone's participation and the hard work, and I look forward to continuing that work together.
Well, thank you, Representative Eason. Thank you, members. Thank you to our incredible staff. And I echo Representative O'Driscoll's thanks of Addie Miller and Eric Anderson, Simon Brown, Chelsea Olson. We have a great team of staff that supports Ms. Mae Solvay Beckel, Lori Pompu. We are really very blessed and allows us to do great work here. Look forward to seeing you all down the road. The committee is adjourned.